Hello?
Yes, hi, this is Ivan again.
Hey, Sam.
Okay, awesome. So I do believe that the calls are perfectly fine for the messages. I do apologize. I don't have an exact way to give you to send you a text. So this actually does normally fix the issue simply by resetting the app, I guess you could call it, right? Why? Because there's times where it might fail to, let's say, update on its own. So I do apologize for the inconvenience, but I am hoping that the issue is now resolved. If it does continue, feel free to send us a call us or send us a text, right? And we'll continue to have our team look into it, okay? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Now, all right. Now, another thing, why they still got the stock photos on my website?
There's stock photos, the stock images, I'm sorry, on your website?
Yes.
Okay. Normally they do get
And
taken down.
they changed one thing, but did not change some of the other stuff that I've been asked to change, like to make my stuff look more appealing. And I couldn't figure out how to go on into changing myself.
Okay. Not a problem. Normally, we do prefer it, let's say if you want to make changes, to let us know about them.
And
That way
I've been letting y'all know, that's what I'm saying. So I don't want to be late.
go ahead.
I'll let y'all know what I want to be changed to make it look more appealing.
Yes, I believe you had spoken with, I believe, Selene, is that right?
I don't remember who I spoke with, but I know I spoke with somebody. I said I wanted my photos off. I wanted better pictures up there for each of my services. I said I wanted the solar panel cleaning, the website. The gutter cleaning thing don't even show no gutters. I've been sending in pictures, which y'all called my mama about the pictures, which why would the fun jumps, why would the pressure washing pictures be for fun jumps? Like I've been sending in pictures, everything. I'm not understanding what's going on.
Yeah, it definitely is concerning because, again, as you're doing, you're adding photos, and they should auto-populate on the actual website and, of course, reflect on the right services. It looks like they are working on the actual issue as well. Let me see if there's maybe an update on when it will be resolved here. And when was the last time you were on your website, if I may ask?
I'm on my website right now.
Right now? Okay, perfect. Because the stock photos should have definitely been removed. And you're saying that they're still there, right? Let me double check as well.
The stock photos saying those stuff saying clean or whatever. Like them images that's slipping from image to image. It's not even showing before and after pictures on it. Like it's showing the trailer that yes, I was cleaning or whatever. Like I don't even want the picture of me basically cleaning the trailer on, like as one of the pictures there. Like that should be a picture that they could go and see, but not one of the main pictures. Y'all need to put the pictures of the before and after pictures on there. The before and after picture are the better looking. Like you see whenever I click roof cleaning, how y'all have that first picture pop up? Well, not really the first, the picture of the dirty roof with the cleaner. That one should be up in the front saying roof cleaning. It's a better looking picture.
Okay, perfect. No, I definitely agree. They need to do a better job of selecting the actual images, especially when you said the power
Like
washing.
the driveway cleaning. Like yes, that driveway is okay, but the other driveway cleaning picture looked better. Like where the driveway was black, or the sidewalk was black, and I have a before and after picture with my logos in it.
Okay, perfect. So I'll definitely have my team take a closer look on the actual issue with the actual photos. As well, if it is best, I can make sure to set up an appointment directly with our web design team. I can actually schedule it, I believe it would be for next week, if it's okay with you, or if you want to take that route.
Like the exterior cleaning, it got the picture of me cleaning the, like my daddy's snowball stand, which they don't need that picture of that. It could be another picture of a dirty house that got clean. Like, you know, I'm sending in pictures that make it look way better. I sent in a lot of pictures. I don't know what different things I sent it to,
but
I sent different pictures, and I sent saying, oh, starting price $200 and stuff like that. Like, that could be somewhere on the main thing, or running an ad with it or something like that.
Okay. So I'll make sure that my MySite team is doing a better job of selecting the actual images that are being used for each service. That's definitely something that should have been done in the first place. Now, I understand that this can be an ongoing issue. So something that I can offer is for one of our website members to reach out to you. It would have to be by appointment. And I believe I can set it up. The earliest would be next week. I'm not sure if you want to go ahead and take that route as well.
Yeah, good.
I think, I'll be honest with you, I do think sometimes it's best. Why? Because I'm basically the middleman, right? And I'm already requesting for them to make sure to make those changes. But again, once they make the changes, right, they're going to let you know. And if you don't like them, then you'll be a little bit more upset, or at least I would, right? So I would be. So I think at this point, it would be best to set an appointment directly with our MySite team. I can actually schedule something for, let's say, Monday or Tuesday, the earliest.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Okay, perfect. I'll even send you confirmation to your email. That way you just know what time and day it is. And if you need to update it, that's perfectly fine. We can work that out as well. So give me a second. I'll go ahead and see what openings we have that day. So for Monday, we do have an opening. It looks like it would be 2 p.m. Pacific time. Let me double check here. I believe your Central time. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. So you're about 2 hours ahead of us. That would mean it would be around 4 your time. Would that work for you? And that's 4 p.m.,
yeah.
Right?
4 p.m. would be good.
Okay, perfect. So let me go ahead and set that up. And as well, since you already have an appointment set up, I would highly recommend maybe to just make an additional list of changes you want to make. Our actual website designer would definitely let you know what would be the limit, let's say, if there is any limits.
Yeah, but I'm trying to figure out, like, where all of the pictures went and stuff like that. Because I'm sending pictures, I'm sending videos. I don't even see the other pictures or the other two pictures that I sent of, oh, starting price this amount. Like, if I know I send it to y'all.
And you sent them by email, or were you, let's say, maybe uploading?
I'm sending it from, from the text messages.
From text messages, okay.
Yeah, that would be texting back and forth.
Definitely. Let me go ahead and check, because there are times where let's say you send in text messages with images that get distorted. Right? So it might be that we just didn't upload the ones that came out distorted, but you should have received an email asking you to send them in by email or uploading them through the client dashboard, right?
Wow, I don't remember. You can send me an email, and I'm going to send them all to the email.
Okay, I agree with that as well. So, yeah, again, by text message, I'll be honest, they get distorted, and sometimes if we try to fix them, they get too blurry, right? So by email, there should be no issues. Also, if you like access to your client dashboard, I can send you the information. Why would I want to do that? It's just so you know what we have access to, right? For example, if you log into your client dashboard, you'll be able to see what kind of images we have for you, actually.
So if I'm on the local class app, that's not the client's dashboard?
The local splash app should also give you the option, actually. They should show you the actual photos, right? So, again, I think my text message will probably be just a bad idea. Let me send you the email here. Or if you like, I could send you a text message with our customer support email. Give me one second. I'm going to do both, actually. Give me a sec. I want to make sure we get this situated as soon as possible. So I'm going to send an email that's just going to say photos needed for optimization. You could send in the photos right there. And I'm also going to send a text with our email, which is our customer service email. this customer service email, you can basically do anything. You could ask questions. You can even request to set up appointments, or as I mentioned, I make changes to the website. Actually, that would be a good one too. Give me just a second here. It's support@localsplash.com. Okay, perfect. So I sent you an email that's going to request photos, and I'm also just sending you a quick text with our customer service email that's going to say support@localsplash.com. To that email, you can send as many photos, also videos. That way we make sure to upload them onto the website as well, which I see you have actually sent in a few videos as well.
Yeah, I've tried. Yes, and that's why I sent. So I need to send it to this support.
I would say that's the best option, where it says support@localsplash.com.
So you sent me an email with it as well?
That's correct. I sent you another email, so it's going to get there. It should say it should request actual photos. It should say photos needed for optimization, for example. So you should get that at any moment. It doesn't take too long, about 2 minutes tops. I also set the appointment up already, right, just so you know. I'll be letting them know that it's basically making sure that we choose the right photos for the right services. And I'm sure that you'll make another list of additional changes. Just make sure to have that ready. And typically the changes, they'll let you know how long the changes will take to be completed.
I'm still looking for the email. It's 2 p.m. I guess this is a 2 p.m. Email.
The photos, the email sent out at 32, so it should be around, I believe, 5:30 around your time, 5:32. So just about a couple minutes ago, actually.
Well, I got the one that said, invasion, my number, Tremaine Noel, or whatever, the schedule of the appointment. Not that one.
Yeah, no, not that one. That was just confirmation. Yeah, it's just for confirmation, that one. Let me double check here. Okay, so it should have gone to Tremaine. So sorry, 1 second. Yes, it's TremaineE.Noel@yahoo.com. Is that the correct email?
TremaineE. It's supposed to be TremaineNoel@yahoo.com.
Okay, perfect. Tremaine Noel.
You sent one of them, right? The other one you didn't.
Yeah, that's extremely weird. I should automatically generate. The one that says photos needed for optimizing your listings, you mentioned that. You just got it?
I'm starting it. Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. So on that one, you could just send in images as well. As well, I sent in a backup by text, just in case you want to use that one as well. So it's just another option. The third option would simply be to log into your client dashboard also, okay?
Yeah, I don't know how to add it to the client dashboard.
Oh, okay. I could show you whenever you have some free time. I'm not sure if now is a good time.
I'm on the Local Splash app.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, it should definitely allow you.
I'm trying to figure out what to go to.
Okay.
I have to go to the website.
Let me get the information. I believe you can do it through the app itself. Let me see if I can pull up the information here. Okay. Okay, perfect. So I just was pulling up the actual app myself. Usually you would just need to go to the business info information, right? I believe you might have to press down on the three lines.
I'm about to do it.
Okay.
So I'm pressing on the three lines.
Okay, you press on the three lines. Now you should see a section where it says business info.
You see home, lead, website, review,
last.
Google Insight, Ed, or business info. Yeah, the last one. Go to media.
That's correct. And it should show you the business photos on there. And also, it should give you the
They did put one of them that I recently submitted. Which you see, this is basically the one with the signs that they could actually use with the dirty concrete that got clean. It's a better image. That's the only one that I sent in that they put in. Only just did one.
And is this a better way for you to upload photos through the actual app?
Yeah, I guess I'll do them through that. I guess I'll do it this way. Later.
Perfect. So right there, as soon as you upload them, you should definitely receive confirmation that they're uploaded, right? But either way, if you need to check in, just let us know. Or you can also send them in by email if it's fastest, okay?
Uh-huh.
Perfect. So again, I went ahead and just pushed for our actual MySite team to see if they could change some of the images right away. As well, I did go ahead and set up the appointment for Monday. That way, of course, this gets resolved as soon as possible, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, perfect. Well, is there anything else that I can help you with today?
That'll be it.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your patience and working with me today. Hope you have a good day.